When I was 13, my brother walked into a GameStop, armed with a Glock semi-automatic. He demanded the clerk open the safe. They couldn't get it open. It wasn't that much money, maybe $350 max. When he left that store, my life, his life, changed forever. I was pretty young, still deeply enthralled with middle school crushes and layers of t-shirts and collared shirts. I knew it was happening. I knew a lot was on the line, but for some reason I thought it'd just work out for him. I thought he'd get a slap on the wrist or something not that serious.
Looks like a scene I was wrong. In a horror movie. And it's like pitch black outside, like there's not a single light. And this strip driving up to it.
I haven't seen my brother as a free man in over 10 years.
Not the best thing.
And of those 10, I haven't visited him in 8.
Very nervous. I think the setting just made me more nervous.
His name is Cartel Weathers, and he's currently at Oak Hill Correctional, about a 20-minute drive from where I went to college in Madison.
BRB.
He had no idea I was visiting him the first time I showed up.
Okay. I'm so frantic.
For the past 8 years, I've avoided seeing my brother in his jumpsuit. I've dodged calls for months at a time. Now I'm showing up by myself on a random Wednesday night in Wisconsin's biting cold.
You can wait and we all just do like a trip later. And I was like, I think I need to go by myself once and, you know.
Just not get out.
In 2008, my brother was sentenced to 10 years in a state prison for armed robbery. I was 13, he was 19. We weren't really close. We still aren't, but I'm trying to change that. Something I'm learning is that prison isn't exactly intuitive for a lot of people. The number of times I've had to clarify that I cannot call my brother is pretty astonishing. I can't hug him for more than a few seconds when I do visit, and calls are limited to 15 minutes. So imagine an ongoing cycle of small talk, but with a loved one. Letters are usually easiest. Over these years, his incarceration has made me especially critical about how me and my family are perceived. For years, I didn't even tell people I had a brother, just to avoid people thinking I came from some broken home. And although my family nor I played a part in his crime, we're serving this time too, emotionally and financially. It wasn't until these past few years that my relationship with him has been weighing on my heart heavy, mainly because next year, he's coming home.
When, you know, they bring you out, you kind of like are waiting, like you're just anticipating, like, damn, like what door are they gonna come out from? And they warn me, like, it's gonna take a little bit because they're doing counts. So you're gonna have to wait, you know, maybe 10 minutes. Had to wait 25 minutes for him to come out. So it was so long.
Table 11. I sat at that square-shaped table for nearly 30 minutes. My friend was picking me up in 2 hours. My neck was fighting to decide where to look, the clock or the door. My mind was racing. My palms were sweating. My eyes were damn near watering. Then I saw him.
Then he came out and he literally had to like take a double take because he was so confused that I was by myself, that it was me. He'll be 29 this year. He just looks the exact same, like, has not aged.
We sat for an hour and a half eating snacks. He made me laugh and cry. He kept saying, I really can't believe you came up here by yourself. I couldn't either. Dear brother, something you said during our visit really stuck with me. That the way your dad treated you when he got out of prison is how you treated me and Mani. It's crazy that me and her had so many resentments against you for how mean you could be, and never really wonder where you learned it from. You asked what it was like growing up with you, and I'd be lying if I said it was peachy. But now that I'm older, I can see many things were not in your control during your childhood. And in many ways, we grew up very differently. Your sister, Lexi.